the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have Dee Nora on with us, Republican candidate for governor. And I must tell you, we were talking about the comment made by Joe Lombardo at the end of the debate last night. And I was surprised and I was a little disappointed, not at what he was trying to say, you know, but the fact is you got 25% undecided that are out there and they haven't made a decision. And to be able to say that you know, as he essentially all but declared victory. In fact, let's go to cut one. See if we can squeeze this in before we go to the break at the bottom of the hour. This was Joe Lombardo last night, the Channel 8, the 8 News Now debate, where he all but declared victory.
For all practical purposes, this primary is over. There's nothing more to argue about. I've weathered 12 months of attacks from Steve Sisolak and his PACs and from most of the individuals standing here next to me. And why have I been able to weather them? They're all bogus. They're not working. And the reason why they're not working is because I'm leading in all the polls. I have the most money associated with a successful campaign. I have the endorsement of President Donald Trump. And I have the endorsement of 16 of 17 sheriffs. So we need to come together. We need to go after Sisolak. Sisolak is the problem. He has ruined our economy. He has ruined our schools. He's ruined our safety. And I'm the only one that has the leadership and experience that Nevadans can trust.
That's Joe Lombardo from last night's debate. Just 5 candidates. A lot of folks thought there should have been another 10 or so candidates on that stage, but there were 5. And the point he made that was good, and it's the same one that I made to Guy Nora. And that is, simply put, it's important that we don't lose sight of the ultimate prize. The prize is not this candidate over that candidate or 3 candidates ganging up on Sheriff Joe. It's that the ultimate prize is Steve Sisolak. We've got to get rid of him. He is going to destroy this state. And I'm going to tell you something. Guy Nora makes some great points, really and truly. But when it all comes down to it, it's all about who can defeat Steve Sisolak. Because Steve Sisolak, I don't think he's a mean-spirited guy or a bad guy. I think he's incompetent. I think he was in way over his head. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And he's probably a very nice guy. I've met him a couple of times. He goes to my church. But the guy just has, you know, this is a production-oriented business, this politics thing. And what this governor has done has been awful. Awful for the state. Now, coming up, we're going to visit with Tony Grady. He's a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. You want to talk about impressive personal stories. He served as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force. He was a test pilot. And he's flown a bunch of the aircraft in our fleet as a test pilot. So he's brave. I like that. Tony Grady will join us in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, there's an accident on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 northbound at the Spring Mountain exit. A little bit of a congestion on the south side there of Interstate 15 through the resort area at Oakey. Those lane restrictions do continue on Interstate 515 downtown both directions. That's mainly between the 15 freeway all the way out to Eastern Avenue. You're going to see some lane restrictions there, too, after 9 o'clock tonight, especially there at the 515 southbound to Las Vegas Boulevard area. That off-ramp closes tonight at 9 p.m. for repairs.
Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Giants beat the Mets 9-3 to take 2 of 3 in the series. Evan Longoria homered twice. Jock Peterson went deep for the fourth time in two games. Mike Yastrzemski also homered. The A's doubled up the Mariners 4-2. Seth Brown and Elvis Andrews homered off reigning Cy Young Award winner Robbie Ray. Seattle drops to last in the American League West. Paul Blackburn improves to 5-0 with the win. He gave up a hit over 5 1/3. Danny Jimenez pitched a 9 for his 10th save. The NBA Western Conference Final continues tonight. Golden State playing host to the Dallas Mavericks. 6 o'clock Pacific tip-off. Golden State leads the best of 7 3-1. The Mavs able to stave off elimination at home on Tuesday night with a 119-109 win. The Warriors looking to return for the finals for the 6th time since 2015. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all been said, so if that your phone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. And now, during our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, Queen, now only $19.99, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I am Ron DeSantis, I am Glenn Youngkin, I am Joey Gilbert, and I'm ready to take our freedom back in Nevada. How long have you been asking? When will someone do something to stop this madness? I'm a fighter, and when my nose was broken in the fifth round, I finished the fight. I stayed on my feet. I saw no other option. Nevada, elect me, Joey Gilbert, to be your champion. I'll lead the change, and with your help, we'll take back this great state. When I'm governor, I'll see to it that the lockdowns never happen again. I'll remove all mandates permanently. We'll change our schools from violent indoctrination centers to safe hubs that provide a solid education and future for our children. Out with restorative justice. Out with credit recovery. No more teaching about the birds and the bees. Let's learn about the ABCs. It's time to make a difference. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, for governor. I'm the only candidate for governor who was endorsed by the Nevada GOP and the people. Vote for me in the primary and contribute at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there last Sunday, and I had so much fun, I even won some money. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. We are honored to have a guy that I believe is a hero. He's a guy that has served in the military. He's been a test pilot. His personal story is impeccable. And he also is the number one endorsed candidate by the state party for Lieutenant Governor, and he is Tony Grady, and he joins us. How are you doing, man?
Kevin, thank you for having me on your show again. I'm great.
It is amazing. You've been traversing this state. You've gotten to see a lot of it. Give me your impressions of this whole experience for you and with the lead up to June 14th.
Well, this experience has been wonderful from starting out with the first time I had a political speech, and you might find this interesting that somebody in the military who's spoken to a lot of people would have fear. There was a lot of fear in that. And what has happened is I've found out that when you're focusing on solving problems, it's not about you. and all of a sudden I relaxed and I was everywhere. And what's interesting is that all Nevadans have received me with open arms. They've been a little curious, and then they hear me. And as you mentioned, I take great pride in my military career because it was great to serve. And Nevadans like that. And you know what I like about that? Doesn't matter if they're conservative or liberal. Nevadans like military men. So that was it was great to just get out there and talk to people. And then as I talked to them and relaxed, they saw that I had a passion for trying to solve problems. So, you know, there's different problems all around Nevada, but it's been great. I've been received well.
One of the problems, and we've all been faced with this, with the horrific images, Uvalde, Texas.
Yes.
I didn't want to go too far down the road without getting your reflections on what happened the other day.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned it. I even put a video out on social media that what we need to do right now is we need to pray for them, think about what they need, reach our hands out, and something that we can learn from the Bible in Job, when he was under pressure from God and his friends came, the first thing they did was right. After that, it wasn't so right. But the first thing they did was sit and listen. So this is a time that we need to reach out to Valdi. We need to tell them that we're praying for them, tell them that we're thinking about them, tell them that we're standing beside them while they grieve.
Does it bother you that there are folks on the left that I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible how they politicized it. But more than that, they always say, oh, so much for the thoughts and prayers, as if thoughts and prayers aren't necessary. We need to embrace these people.
Well, we do.
And we need to pray for them.
And we do. And we do. And what's so interesting about that is these are the same people that locked us up during the pandemic. And what was one of the problems in the pandemic? We need that human contact. You know, I remember one time when I was at the Air Force Academy, and I can't even remember what the issue was, but something was happening. I don't know if it was some crisis or whatever, but one of our favorite generals was Daniel Chappie James, one of the original Tuskegee Airmen. And he came to speak that night, but it got cut off because he had to go back to NORAD. He was a commander of the North American Air Defense Command at that time. And he made a statement as he was leaving. He said, America needs me. I'm going to go hold her hand. That's what we need to do with the people in Uvalde. We're going to hold their hand because grieving is what happens when with humans when terrible things happen. And we have to get through that process. Then once we get through that process, we can talk about things. But right now, it's time to be quiet.
And, of course, the president came out on Tuesday night and immediately pivoted to gun control. But yet nobody wants to talk about mental health. This shooter was deranged. I mean, he was sick. He was a sick puppy.
Well, we have to talk about that. But unfortunately, the status always want to create some law. If laws solved everything, we wouldn't have murders. We wouldn't have thefts. We wouldn't have anything. The reality is the problems are more complex and deeper. And right now in Valdi, we don't need to be talking about gun control.
Basically. No, so. Indeed. And again, if stringent gun control were the answer, Chicago wouldn't have the murders every weekend. New York City wouldn't be a killing field. The fact is that until we deal with some of these other problems,
exactly,
gun control, hey, it's fine. Everybody feels differently about it.
Right.
I get that. But the fact is we got these other problems and some really sick people that are walking around like zombies in our community.
We really do, and it's a deeper problem. And you bring up an excellent point.
I want to ask you, because the question I'll bet you get more often than not is, what the heck does Lieutenant Governor do?
Well,
what do you do?
The Lieutenant Governor has a lot of jobs. So the Lieutenant Governor is on the cabinet of the governor. He's the president of the Senate. He's the chair of the Nevada Commission on Tourism. He's the chair of the Advisory Board of Outdoor Recreation, vice chair of the Board of Transportation, a member of the Economic Board of Development, a member of the Executive Audit Committee. And probably one of the most important things is that people know that in the event that something happens to the governor, the lieutenant governor steps up. But also, if anything happens to an elected official in Nevada, lieutenant governor's job is to make sure that that job is filled as soon as possible for continuity of government. That's what the lieutenant governor does.
Let me ask you a question. We're to the point where we've got early voting beginning on Saturday, May 28th.
Right.
And, of course, the primary is June 14th. I want to ask you about your approach to this. You're not done traveling the state, are you?
No, I'm not done traveling the state. I've got to continue traveling the state. But the approach to this is I'm glad that I get to talk to your audience. We need to be engaged. I want everybody to remember that it's not like you sit back until after the primary and then you think about things. This is where we win the election. We have to seriously put forth the team to take on the Democrats in November, to take on the status, to change the trajectory of our state right now. So in the primary, I want everybody to take a look at who they're voting for. And I also encourage people to go vote in person. Vote on June 14th. That's the time that we need to get out and run the polls, because we have a lot of thoughts about how the election process goes. But if we go run the polls on June 14th, we'll have the best chance of getting our voices heard.
Polling tells us that somewhere around 25% of the electorate has still not made up their mind on races like governor and lieutenant governor and Senate. And, of course, the House races. What is your sense from talking with people all across the state? Are they engaged yet? Have they figured out what they want to do? I mean, obviously, the polling says there's still a lot of undecideds.
You know, it's really hard. I'm getting feedback from some of the wonderful folks that are knocking on doors for me, because I can't be everywhere, though I try to.
You're Superman, but even you can't bi-locate.
Yeah, and I'm not Superman. But the reality is that there are a lot of people that haven't heard of a lot of the candidates that are running. So that indicates that they haven't looked at them online and different things like that. So the important thing why you hear that I'm still going to go around the state is because name recognition is key. People have to have heard about somebody before they vote for them. One school of thought is that you really need to affect a voter or touch a voter in some way about 8 times before they really warm up to you and say that that's my person. So every time that I have the chance, I want to tell people about me, why I'm doing it. The reason that in person it's so important is because people can see sincerity and they can see passion. So I think that not as many people are engaged as I would say that I would like to have engaged, but there are people out there that are helping that process along.
Tony, one of the things that it just blows me away, and I look at the gubernatorial race, the Senate race, a lot of the state Senate and assembly races, and I look, man, we've got some incredibly gifted people, including yourself, and we've got a bunch of people in this race. What separates you from the rest?
I think the most important aspect, demonstrated, proven, principled leadership. You talk about my career and what I've done in my life, and the Lord has blessed me. I've had great opportunities, and I'm a product of the American dream from the standpoint that I've worked hard. So I am really encouraged with the opportunities that I've had. But in those opportunities and in the performance of what I've done in all of my life, in a broad spectrum of different situations, in the military, in business, working in the community, I have that demonstrated principled leadership. So what's important is that I am going to have a mind meld with the governor and be the governor's right-hand man. And if anything should happen to our governor immediately, I'll be able to step in and keep Nevada going in the direction that it needs to be going, in that positive direction that we're going to take it. So I want people to understand that that's what I bring to the table, proven, principled leadership. And I would ask them to compare what my leadership is with all of my competitors and get them to make the choice.
I know we're down to crunch time. We're down to the sprint to the finish line, so to speak.
Right.
What is there that you need from voters, from my listeners that are listening right now and saying that Tony Grady, he's dynamite. I got to help him out. What can they do for you?
Well, we still can use donations. Being on places like the radio help, people volunteering will really help. And what I'm asking them to volunteer right now, tell their family and friends who Tony Grady is. Drive them to my website. Talk about that I have the military background, I have the business background, and that I'm the leader to take Nevada to the future. So I want people to be active and be engaged and shout from the mountaintop, vote Tony Grady for Lieutenant Governor. And you can go to TonyGradyForNevada.com, TonyGradyForNevada.com, and take a look at my policies, donate, volunteer, sign up for the newsletter.
Tony, great to have you in again. Thank you so much. Best of luck. And you're going to be sprinting to the finish line, man.
I am. It is the gun lap.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Tony Grady, he is the Lieutenant Governor candidate in the Republican Party, and he's not done. He's not done campaigning. I know they got early voting coming up on Saturday, but he's not done. He's still going to be traveling the state. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChadhaForNevada.com.
Guten Tag, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und I only trust one place with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Mein Key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq. And he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll be joined by John Kovacs. He's a conservative candidate for Congress in CD3. Jesse Turner will join us later on. He's trying to unseat Dina Titus in CD1. And Sam Peters will join us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Man, this has been a star-studded affair today. And Lou DeSalvio, a candidate for the Las Vegas City Council Ward 6, will join us a little bit later on, kind of wrapping, you know, kind of putting the finishing touches on the whole show. I thought last night's debate was interesting. Did I learn anything? Not necessarily. It was interesting that everybody was going after Sheriff Joe, and I'm not saying it's undeserved. Dean Heller, for instance, let's go to cut two. He went all over Sheriff Joe. And whether right or wrong, you knew it was going to happen. I mean, when he's up in the polls and he's got tons of dough, he's going to have a target on his back. He really honestly is. This was Dean Heller last night on 8 News Now.
What Nevada needs is a proven conservative. I've spent a career cutting taxes, reducing the size of government, and looking for relief for Nevadans' hardworking families. What are we going to get in November? Do you want a proven conservative, or do you want somebody who's best friends with Steve Sisolak? Sheriff Lombardo and Steve Sisolak contribute to each other's campaigns. They raise money for each other. They sit on each other's transitions as transition committees. I mean, this is ridiculous that we have two people identical, Sisolak and Lombardo, when you can actually have a proven conservative that has cut taxes, who's reduced the size of government, who is pro-life. We have an opportunity to make a real difference here in the state of Nevada in this election.
That's Dean Heller last night on Channel 8. And I watched the debate. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was good. Did I learn a lot? Maybe not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call
call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.